For
in Missouri for something. Hey, Joey.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Town of Brule committee meetings for December 5th, 2016 have come to order. Please turn off our silenced electronic devices. Mr. Richard, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois. Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Neesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. The minutes for the November 14th meeting are in your package. If you have any corrections or comments, let us know ahead of time or they'll be on the agenda next time. Consideration. Committee reports, public works, discuss substantial completion for a street overlay project. Roy, you got anything?
No, he's completed everything with a little bit of striping.
Yeah, he's doing good. I don't have a problem with it. It's a very short job. I'm gonna put a note to file about the water on the street when they lay the asphalt down in case it fails, you know, in that area, no other. So, but there's nothing we can do about it. I certainly don't want to go pull it up. But so anyway, we'll have that on the agenda next time.
What if I did wrong? The drop off on St. Francis Street, West St. Francis.
The drop off.
Yeah, on the shoulders. It's about 6 to 9 inches.
Well, we only put 2 inches. We only put an inch and a half. What did we put? Inch and a half? 2 inches?
Two inches.
We've only put 2 inches.
We'd
have to fill it in with material. But that wasn't part of the scope.
Yeah, what we discussed is, you know, have so much reclaim, which is the stuff that was milled years ago back in the back, that you had some bad spots like that.
Yeah, I never noticed, frankly.
Yeah, you need. So if you let
me
know where it is.
Let me write that down.
Is it all the way or just in like a curve?
Well, no, it's up toward the front. It's
yeah.
In the back.
Okay. It's close to the shopping center on the south side. That's what I know.
Just take some of that reclaim you have in the back and put it on my bike. I mean, it's about 6 to 9 inch drop off.
All right, I'll talk to Shane about it tomorrow.
It wasn't a white line.
Had you been drinking? Oh, never mind. All right, planning and zoning. Planning and zoning minutes are in your package. They had an election of officers, and after some serious campaigning, Rhonda came out on top. She will be the commission chairman, and vice chairman will be Mr. Travassos again, and secretary will be Mr. Sonyat.
We had a full crew, too.
All right. Man, I bet you upset that you lost that.
Oh, yeah.
Your driver.
Well, you know why you had a full crew. Nobody didn't want to get elected when they were there.
You come campaign against your own self.
I don't know if the incoming mayor is aware of that, but I never tell them when their term is up. Never. If it's voluntary and they don't get paid for it, never.
We'll continue that for next
year. All right. Finance Committee, review the November bills. Any questions or comments? What I had on. Last Debbie. Deposit error.
Yeah, that was like 20 something.
Oh, that was because the sewer was deposited in the general fund instead of the sewer.
Oh, I got you.
So for record,
if that happened again, I'm going to appeal. Okay, anybody else?
Let's push it to January before you run off.
I'll love
you. All right.
Anybody else got any questions? Any questions? Settled. Which page? You remember Miss Dupree? In fact, she went on the news. The subcontractor for the sewer job felled a tree trunk in her yard, and she says that it cracked her slab in her
kitchen.
And I told her to get with the contractor, and they went back and forth and back and forth, and they settled on a $5,300 amount. All right, but the contractor didn't want to sign a the agreement, didn't want to do it unless she signed an agreement that says she can never come back at him again.
For anything.
For anything that happens in the world, like if the moon would, if the moon would split in half, then he'd get sued for it. Nothing. And they went back and forth and argued about it a while, and finally after a while I just said, okay, cut a check to her for $5,300 and we're going to cut $5,300 out of his final payment. And if he didn't like that, he could get mad. If he liked it, he could be a lot. And he never said anything, not a word, so that's what we're going to do. In his final pay, we're going to cut $5,300 out. Everybody loves everybody now. Any other questions about the bills? Debbie, you want to talk about the audit?
Not much to say. It's the same thing as it was last year, year before.
Yeah, there was. There was a fine.
Well,
we don't have a CPA on staff.
We don't have a CPA. That's the...
Everybody gets that one.
Yeah. All right, but you, the reason it's on the agenda is because they're going to exit. She's going to exit at some future time when we won't even be here, right? And if y'all want a copy, did you give them a copy? Or they want one. If y'all want a copy on request,
if y'all want a copy, I can get you a copy.
I read it. It was.
I want one.
Stirring.
Okay, I'll send it.
Good, interesting reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love it. Have with the DEQ report.
Yeah.
The only thing that was changed on was the percent that we get for sales tax.
All right. Discuss liquor licenses. The list is here. I'm surprised we don't have more. It seems.
What about did the haircutting place back there have one? They didn't come.
Just for men.
They sell it.
Yeah, they give it away.
They give it away. They don't have to. That's right. I knew there was a reason.
I knew there was something to do with beer there. I just didn't know.
They'll give you one beer or one wine with your haircut. And when he went through this in Zachary, when he opened his thing over there, he said the alcohol people said, we ain't getting into who gives away free beer. We're just not going to do it. He said, we're not going to do it. It's just, we don't want to open that can of worms. You know? All right. So anyway, all right, that'll be on the agenda. Holiday schedule is here. That should be on the. That's called. Huh? Go ahead. Sure.
FEMA has sent me my final email. I should be receiving $8,740.22, and that was for that little storm that we had. It's really just for labor.
Overtime and stuff.
Yeah, right, it's right. Good. I mean, you know,
so that's how much
like free money.
Hopefully we'll don't need all that overtime anymore. Right, Roy?
Right.
That's like Roy working 4 hours. $8,000. I'm just saying. We'll be able to pay 4 hours more of Roy's fees. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee. Chief, you had something you want to talk about?
Oh, yes, sir. I wanted to see if we could add on the agenda for next week, hiring a reserve officer. I guess it's hiring him. I'm going to let him come work for free. This fellow's interested in getting started in police work. Nicholas Schilling is his name. He came and applied back in August. He's probably come hung out about 200 hours with us. Worked a little bit here with every officer we got, and everybody likes him a lot. I think he'd do us a good job, especially for free. Need a little extra help at the football games and stuff like that.
Nicholas Schilling?
Yes, sir. From Walker. He works over here in the parish. Real nice fella.
All right.
So we put that on there. Oh, he got his psych test. Did real, real well on that. Drug screen. Everything's good on him.
All right.
Appreciate it.
So that'll be on the agenda for next time.
Thank you.
He's a reserve officer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Other matters. Yes, sir.
Just to tell the council, in case you hadn't already told them, the motor lease property at
407
Quinn Street, Richard Sonnet had bought half of it a year or earlier in the year, and they had the partition sheriff sale because he had to sue the lady who owned the other half of it, didn't want to accept payment or whatever for it. So he got it the other day just because. And then this one is a question. The Juanita Davenport property?
Yeah.
We didn't let her come give a status.
It showed up and we forgot to put them on the agenda.
Yeah, we forgot to put them on the agenda.
And so we...
Put it on the agenda again for January?
I think that was a date that was picked out. It was January?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought it was more than that. Anyway, yeah, no, I knew it was like 3 or 4 more months, and
yeah.
Shane went over there and looked at it and said, oh, well, I think Wayne might have still been here. I can't remember, but either way, they were making progress. They were making progress. And I went over the history of it with Shane, so he kind of knows. Mayor's report, I don't have anything. I'm cleaning my office out. I put together an exit schedule. I will physically not be in the office, turning my key on the app, I'll turn it on the 20th. I won't be in the office again after the 20th. I'm either North Carolina or giving Scott the time to move into the office late in the year, the last 3 days. They come and wipe out my computer on the 20th. I made a bunch of files. I took some stuff on the walls. I took that stuff home, so everything's, closing up. I don't know of any issues that we deal with. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
It's kind of an announcement to elections this weekend, too, for that tax.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not going to be at the meeting next week. I just want to tell Joe, we appreciate your time, sir. It was a pleasure. I think we got a lot of stuff accomplished. And congratulate those. I know, Scott, you kind of skated by in that runoff. Congratulate the other three council members on a job well done and getting reelected. Debbie,
thank you.
That's in January. I tell you, how much we love you and goodbye.
I think it was March.
I heard April.
Of 2022,
right?
Tomorrow. Announcements reflect, is anybody else? I'm sorry. Announcements, reflections of the seasons opens December 8th and closes on the 11th. And then again the 15th and the 23rd from 5:30 to 9 at the West Baton Rouge Tourist Information Conference Center. Planning and zoning meeting December 21st at 6:30. Town hall will be closed on the 22nd, well actually the 22nd through the 27th. In observance of Christmas, and the town hall will be closed on December 30th through January 2nd for New Year. With that, I'll hear a motion. Move, Mr. Richard.
Second,
Mr. Rhodes.
Aye.
Any comments on the audit? All in favor say aye, and those opposed, nay.
6:42.
Nice.